Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Roby with our call to worship. Please come with me now as we invest this hour focusing on God and being in His presence. Thank you, Father, for the gift of your presence. For it's by your grace and mercies that we can even have a relationship with you and even be speaking with you now. We come humbly before you, knowing who we are, sinners, saved by grace. Certainly not by our works. Before creation, you chose us and by your Spirit whispered your love to us. As we accepted your love expressed by the sacrifice of your Son for our sins, we became born again, adopted as your children. And on that basis, Lord, we come into your presence for the express purpose of praising and worshiping you for who you are and the mighty works that you have done. Lord, there are a lot of distractions in our world this day, this moment. Lord, please take away those distractions from our surroundings so that we can see you and experience your presence. Allow us to really hear what you have for us as we invest these next few moments in your presence.
To know you. Gentle rest.
You are listening to Call to Worship as we rest in His presence. Please invite your friends to join us each week at this same time. When you visit the Call to Worship website, you can listen to previous programs and see a playlist of songs included in today's program, find devotional readings, our statement of faith, and more. Our website also allows you to safely and conveniently make a contribution to this ministry. That address is calltoworship.us. The Call to Worship ministry also includes a Facebook page where listeners can fellowship and share testimonies and find out what the topic will be for the next week's program. And you can also follow us on Twitter at Call to Worship Him. That's at Call, followed by the number 2, Worship Him. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program. Thank you for your letters, your generosity, and your faithful support. Your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Once again, Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501.
Song of the safe and sound, serene and calm. Whenever I'm here, I know that my secret place, where I escape
from all the cares
of the strain.
This is your call to worship and to praise. Yes, we are right now in the presence of God. In His presence, we are humbled, confident, excited, our hearts overflowing with His love, and our minds experience the peace that passes all understanding. Folks, listen to the word of the Lord now in His presence. Beginning with 1 Chronicles 16, "Sing unto the Lord all the earth, show forth from day to day His salvation. Declare His glory among the heathen, His marvelous works among all nations. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He also is to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the people are idols. But the Lord made the heavens. Glory and honor are in His presence. Strength and gladness are in His place." From Matthew 28, "And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen." The psalmist David knew a lot about what it was like to be in God's presence. Psalm 95, for example, "Let us come before His presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto Him with psalms." Later, Psalm 139, "O Lord, You have examined my heart, and You know everything about me. You know when I sit down or stand up. You know my thoughts even when I'm far away. You see me when I travel and when I rest at home. You know everything I do. You know what I'm going to say even before I say it, Lord. You go before me and follow me. You place Your hand of blessing on my head. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too great for me to understand. I can never escape from Your Spirit. I can never get away from Your presence. If I go up to heaven, You are there. If I go down to the grave, You are there. If I ride the wings of the morning, if I dwell by the farthest oceans, even there Your hand will guide me and Your strength will support me." Jeremiah 23, "Am I a God at hand, saith the Lord, and not a God afar off? Can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him, saith the Lord? Do not I fill heaven and earth, saith the Lord?" Listen to this excerpt taken from Solomon's prayer of dedication of the temple in 1 Kings 8. "But will God indeed dwell on the earth? Behold, the heaven and heaven of heavens cannot contain thee, how much less this house that I have builded." Isaiah 57, "For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place, with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble, and to revive the heart of the contrite ones." We should be humble in His presence. Beginning with 1 Corinthians, first chapter, "Remember, dear brothers and sisters, that few of you were wise in the world's eyes or powerful or wealthy when God called you. Instead, God chose things the world considers foolish in order to shame those who think they are wise. And He chose things that are powerless to shame those who are powerful. God chose things despised by the world, things counted as nothing at all, and used them to bring to nothing what the world considers important. As a result, no one can ever boast in the presence of God. God has united you with Christ Jesus. For our benefit, God made Him to be wisdom itself. Christ made us right with God. He made us pure and holy, and He freed us from sin. Therefore, as the Scriptures say, if you want to boast, boast only about the Lord." 2 Corinthians 6, "And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people." Hebrews 10, "And so, dear brothers and sisters, we can boldly enter heaven's most holy place because of the blood of Jesus. By His death, Jesus opened a new and life-giving way through the curtain into the most holy place. And since we have a great high priest who rules over God's house, let us go right into the presence of God with sincere hearts, fully trusting Him. For our guilty consciences have been sprinkled with Christ's blood to make us clean, and our bodies have been washed with pure water. Folks, in closing, please listen and hear how the psalmist David describes coming into the presence of God. Psalm 100, a psalm of thanksgiving. Shout with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him singing with joy. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving. Go into His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name. For the Lord is good. His unfailing love continues forever, and His faithfulness continues to each generation.
I stand in Your presence, and I rejoice. I stand in Your presence, and I rejoice. I know You are here, so I lift my voice, Lord, You are my
To be honest, I don't always feel happy. Sometimes it's just impossible. But even in my most troubled times, it helps to sing a hymn or read scriptures that remind me that God is still God and that He is with me.
God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?
Still and know that I am God.
These assurances help me look Him in the face and say, Jesus, You are my joy now and forever. Knowing He is with me, I have a joy that doesn't go away when problems come. And that joy keeps me strong.
Come into His presence.
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song, as we enjoyed being in the presence of God. Our goal is that this time has been a meaningful part of your worship. Please take just a moment to write us. Our address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Once again, that is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. You're invited to visit our website at www.calltoworship.us. You'll find more information about us, and you can make your tax-deductible donation to this ministry right there on the website. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, now unto Him that is able to keep you from falling, to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen.
One day, when our time on earth has come to an end, we'll begin to see Your glory without end. All Your might and all Your power and Your never-ending love will be far more than we can comprehend. At the first glimpse of Your majesty, our pride will melt away, and we'll begin to see ourselves for who we are. Upon the ground, our faces down, we'll feel Your gentle hand lifting us to stand before You, redeemed by the in Your presence. We will look into Your face, and we'll know that our lives have just begun. When You speak to us, we'll know Your voice as we know You by our faith. We will stand in Your presence. We will stand.
Travel on the path which You have given.